That one. Hello. Hello, good evening. My name is Alex and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential.
Who is sponsoring this survey?
You know what? I don't have the information. That information was not given to us because we don't want to influence in your answers, okay?
So, okay. You're not trying to sell me Medicare?
No, not at all. No, we're not. I'm not trying to sell anything. It's just
okay, because I get a lot of calls for Medicare and final expenses and car insurance and all these other scams, and they're usually
foreign-speaking
people. Okay, so this is just a regular survey?
Yes, it's a regular survey, okay? And the first question is, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
No? Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? The options are, I am definitely going to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Okay. What is your age?
83.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, like the rest of all of this United States, including Hawaii and Alaska, things are not going very well in this, in our country, all because of Biden.
Okay, things are
not going well at all.
Okay. So we have two options for this and for this.
Okay, question. What are your two options?
Right direction or wrong track?
The wrong track.
Okay. Next question. When voters go to the polls to vote for a candidate or office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that might appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new
non-motorized what?
Trails mileage. Okay. Shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65, which is 65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I think I would probably vote no.
No? Okay. Now, and would you say you are definitely voting no or probably voting no?
Probably voting no.
Okay. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal? Your choices are...
I would vote no.
No. Is that a definitely no or probably no?
Probably not.
Okay. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, I would vote no. Probably no.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? The first opinion says, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Next opinion, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Next opinion.
About $7 per year?
Yes, $70. $70 per year.
Yeah.
Now, next opinion says, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last opinion says, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So
we have so many more important things to spend our money on right now, so I would vote no.
Does that mean I oppose this proposal regardless of
how much money? Yes, I oppose this proposal.
Thank you. Next. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? First, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats. Second, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas. Next, protecting water quality and water supply. Next, improving local roads and infrastructure. Next, reducing traffic and congestion. Next, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. Next, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. Next, improving public education and local schools. Next, controlling growth and development. And last, making housing more affordable.
Can I only choose one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a whole bunch of them that need work on. Since Biden has completely ruined our country so far. Improve the education, whatever number that one was.
Education. Okay, improving public education and local schools.
Yeah.
Okay. You will now be given a list of organizations, okay, in Grand Traverse County that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. The first organization, your city or township government.
What are my choices for answers?
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion,
unfavorable.
Thank you. Next organization, Grand Traverse County government.
What was the category?
Grand Traverse County government. And would you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And the last organization, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Would you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Do you think Grant Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. We're at 25% of the survey, so I'm doing this as quick as I can. Next question.
How long is this going to take?
Approximately, in total, it takes approximately from 15 to 20 minutes. Okay?
No, so I've got to go. My dinner's getting cold. I can't continue anymore. Otherwise, I'd be eating a cold dinner. So thank you for what I did so far.
Understand.
Bye.
Is it okay if I give you a call back maybe some other day?